You're listening to the Better Man Podcast, a No Deadbeat Society project, www.wearebetterman.com. By mistake, it's because I probably had to cough the shit out of my lungs or something.
Got you, buddy.
All right. Let's get into it, man. Episode 007 of the... I think I'm just going to do the intro right in our thing here. Makes more sense, and I'll have to record twice.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, man. Happy 2018.
2018 is here. Fuck. It's crazy, man.
Dude, time flies. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, well, when did we started talking about doing this in November. Was our first one November?
Ooh, let me see. I can tell you right now. I want to say it was November. I'm pretty sure it was November.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I got the website right here, you know, always on standby here.
There you go.
Showing this bad boy off to everybody. Let's see here. Let's see. First one, November 10th.
There we are.
No, sorry. No, November 25th. There we go.
November 25th. Yeah, I see that. November 10th is when we got the site up and running.
Yep. November 25th was episode one.
Crazy. Now it's January 2018. So it's been just over a month and a bit. That's crazy, man. So how were your holidays? How was the break there? The news is saying that the East Coast is storming again.
Yeah, man. The holidays were good. I mean, you know, good Christmas, good New Year's. And then, you know, Mother Nature decided to drop a snow bomb on basically from where I'm at all the way east. Yeah, man, it's been rough. We've gotten a total of about 4 feet of snow in the last week. Temperatures reaching like negative 20, negative 25. And then actually colder up north, though. Like there's spots in New York up in the mountains that were reaching almost negative 100.
Holy.
Yeah. Oh yeah!
Holy shit! That's like, I mean, on the West Coast, we got West Coast of Canada. We got nothing. Still got rain. We had some snow right around Christmas, but after that, it was easy peasy going for us. But I mean, it's all over. Like JFK Airport. Apparently, I heard something on the news. This guy was flying back from China or something, and then when they landed, the pilot said that they were gonna have to wait on the tarmac for 3 hours, but it ended up being like 7 or 8.
Oh yeah,
just insane, man. Crazy.
Definitely crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. Well, mine was good, except on the 26th I woke up with like the worst cough I think I've had in years, and over the next 4 or 5 days I was in the most brutal fever I can remember, and it was bizarre. I woke up and every day just seemed to get worse. And I was like, you know, I'm going to fight this without the doctor. I'm just going to, you know, take in more vitamin C, more vitamins, the orange juice going and all that. And it just, you know, every night I'd woke up in just a crazy sweat and fever. So I finally caved after about, I think, 8 or 9 days, and I went to the doctor and got some antibiotics. And I just finished the last day of that. So it's finally cleared up, but you know, it's weird. What I started thinking about was like, you know, as I was so sick, it was the weirdest thing. And it could be just that it's a mind shift now, and that I'm so focused like on being better or doing better. No irony there that this is the Better Man Podcast, but you know, I spent the past bunch of years of my life getting physically more healthy, and you know, I want to be around when my kid graduates high school is kind of my joke. So, but what I started thinking about was like, I gotta, you know, we gotta prep our bodies for war, because when we get sick like that, it's like there's a war going on in there. I started reading about like what the purpose of a fever was, and the fact that a fever is really your body heating up to cook and kill the germs, the bad ones in there that are giving you the issues. So I kind of made this decision that I, you know, I don't want to get sick again like that. And it's a mental thing, I think, but it's also a physical thing to make sure I'm inputting the right the right stuff into me. I always make sure that my kid, and I get caught up in making sure my kid's got everything he needs, you know, his the five food groups or whatever. And but sometimes, because I'm on the go so much, I forget about myself and forget about what I'm putting in me.
Oh,
So
yeah.
that was kind of my revelation through it all, even though I was sick as hell and it was the worst cold I've had, is that, you know, not even, it's not a resolution at all. It's just it was a wake up. Like, I need to
Oh, yeah.
prep my body for when that happens.
Man, it's funny you say that, man, 'cause I've been thinking the same thing with all the stuff going around and like just trying to be healthier all the way around with what I'm eating and what I'm, you know, what I'm drinking. You know, so as of the first of the year, I know I no longer drink alcohol, period.
Nice.
I'm starting a fasting routine starting Monday. Something since being in the wheelchair, working out's kind of hard, so I found a different way of boosting metabolism and burning fat and things like that. So I'm gonna start a fasting routine starting Monday, and you know, just try to get myself into shape because you know, same thing. I wanna, you know, I have a lot of health problems as it is. You know,
Yeah.
being disabled and everything, I don't need to add on top of that. You know, drinking's killing the liver. The junk food I eat's killing my immune system. You know, the junk food I eat is just bad for you all the way around. So just trying to cut as much of that out as I can. And the next few weeks are going to be rough, but you know, if not just for me, it's for my family. And that's as long as I keep that in mind, I think I'll be good. But yeah, man, I had the same revelation just watching everyone else go through it. Like you were going through it, my employees were going through it. My daughter's was sick for, you know, 2 weeks. It was just. It's just everyone's getting it, and I haven't gotten it. Thank God, you
Oh,
know. So
yeah.
it's been just trying
It's a
to.
nasty one, brother. It's a
Oh,
nasty
yeah.
one. I mean, the worst part is, like, I go into the doctors and I get these antibiotics, and basically I just said to my doctor, I'm like, you know, I get it. You know, we need our bodies to fight these things off naturally, but I'm done. You know, I'm a single dad. I don't have time. I don't have any more time to waste fighting this. I need to kill this thing off. So she gave me the antibiotics, and then she's like, well, just so you know, these are pretty strong, you might get diarrhea. And so the next 5 days, as I was getting better, I'm dropping the nastiest. It was
Oh
terrible.
man.
It was horror. It was horrible, man. I couldn't go out. Me and the kid couldn't go out for more than 20 minutes without me having to find a bathroom. So it was really, even the better side of it was just a terrible time. And I just realized, like, I need to better prepare my body for when these things try to get inside me, to at least have a fighting chance, so that I'm not cooped up or in the fetal position in my bed, sweating and not able to do anything.
Definitely. Yeah, it's rough,
But
man.
yeah, it
Glad you're
was, it
feeling
do.
better
It
though,
was,
man. You're
yeah,
better,
me
man.
too,
Have
man.
gotten better.
Yeah, and I think
You're a
everyone
better man,
around
have
me,
gotten better. It's awesome.
yeah, I think everyone around me is thankful that I'm starting to feel better. And you know, every bathroom I visited is probably thankful that I won't be back. But we're doing.
You got a toilet somewhere starting the Better Toilet podcast. Thanking God that Leland is now feeling
Yeah.
better.
Yeah, there's for sure. There's some Walmart employees, janitors probably, that are glad they don't have to see me again. But oh man, but yeah, that was it for me, really. That was kind of my holidays. I had 2 weeks off, and I wasn't planning on taking a break from all my projects because I got a lot on the go. But it was like, nope, it's time for you to just calm down. And you know, I got a few messages from some good people that said some of the same things. They watch my life, whether it's on social media or in person, and they're like, you know, everything you do is great, and you're working hard, but you just got to make sure you take some time for yourself. So I basically spent the week sick, but kind of just moping around and going out with the kid and sleeping in and that kind of thing, and ended up being not a horrible time. It could have been worse for sure. I think if I had to go to work or if I had some meetings I couldn't have pushed back, it would have been brutal, but
Oh yeah,
it
no,
all worked
I
out, I
feel you, man.
guess, right?
I feel you, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting close to where I can take some time. I'll be taking a week off in April. Gonna go down
Nice.
south, visit the family. My wife and daughter has actually never met my extended family down south, so you know, I'm gonna take some time off. You know, because the holidays for me, you know, I'm like, you know, all these factories and office jobs. You know, we don't get to shut down. You know, this is when we go into overdrive. I was working 60, 70 hours a week. You know.
Yeah,
Just
that's
driving it
crazy.
nonstop and you know, trying to make time where I could, you know, for the family, obviously first and foremost, trying to get stuff on the social media for the podcast and you know, getting ready for the 2018 campaign season, you know, it's been
Yeah.
nonstop, man. But I'm looking forward to it. But until then, it's time to bust ass until then, you know.
Yeah. You have I guess, is it election year down there?
It is, yeah, man.
So the When does that start up for you? When do you got to like put your name in officially
Well,
and
I'm libertarian, so my name's already in the running to get the nomination for the Libertarian Party. I don't get to officially run until I get that nomination in May. But being third party, we choose our own candidates for the general or for the for the general election at the end of the year, you know, when the actual decision's made. But then there's the primary elections, which the Republicans and Democrats have to basically campaign for the position. So that all starts, that's all started basically for the Republicans and Democrats. So at this point, I'm just kind of cruising until our state convention. And then if I get the nomination, that's when I go into essentially full campaign mode, and I start visiting neighborhoods and people and shaking hands and kissing babies and all that fun stuff and talking on stage and all that. But I still got a few months for that, so
Oh yeah,
we're good on that.
that's crazy. I mean, it's election year up here for a few things as well. I was tossing around the idea of possibly throwing my name in for city council up here. I think I got about a month to decide. I'm not sure whether I'm going to head down that road just yet. I feel like there's so many other projects have started up. I don't know if I'm going to be able to devote the time that's needed. And I kind of made a decision not to go into anything half-assed anymore. And I think
Oh yeah.
I might poke around and just be a pundit maybe and commentate on local politics for a little bit. But yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, going into I tell you what, man, going into things half-assed, that was my biggest thing as a teenager, was going in and, you know, say I'm gonna do this and just putting, you know, 10% of my attention on it, and if it failed, whatever. But you know, I've cut down a lot of what I was doing, you know, the last few years. You know, it's been you know, politics and photography and my family. And you know, family's a never-ending project, obviously, because you're constantly building, and that one I don't ever want to slow down. But you know, so I've dedicated myself to, you know, my family and my job, the Better Men podcast, obviously, because this is something that, you know, we both have wanted to do for a long time. And then politics, man, because you know, you know, the U.S. is just in such a shitstorm. It's you know, we need less politicians to take over these offices, and that's what, you know, doing for myself and finding other people to run for office in my, you know, in my local town. And it's gonna get serious pretty quick, man. I look forward to it though, man. Getting up on stage or on TV and, you know, telling people you don't got to choose the lesser two evils. There's a third option. You know, that's what we're
I
aiming
think
towards.
even just the fact that so many more people are engaged now, whether it's online or whatever, with politics, and just someone else in there giving an opinion and some education on
Yeah.
options, but not just options, but on policy and legislation, because. I mean, even me, I was blind. As I think about this, like before, like I really got into following politics up here probably around 2007, 2008, right when Obama kind of created that stir down there. And I wasn't aligned with a lot of a lot of what my peers and my friends, especially when I was in music, were preaching when it came to politics. I was more, I leaned right, and that's kind of my not understanding and getting frustrated with what I was hearing is kind of what pushed me into learning more.
Oh
I'm
yeah.
actually I have a libertarian homeboy up here that runs and it's not a I definitely lean right. So I mean, obviously, libertarian is well, I look at it like one of the farthest rights you can go without being like militantly an idiot. But yeah, no, politics, it just there's so much more that people need to understand and know when they're going to vote. Like and I think that it's going to get there. I think that that's just the way that the world's moving, the way, well, at least the Western world. And people aren't going to be going to the ballot box just to vote because they think some catchphrase that someone said is going to come to fruition, especially with Trump now, with nothing that he said really panning out. But I mean,
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's gonna be
it's
interesting.
and that's the thing here, man. It's, you know, American politics all about catchphrase and celebrity, and that's something that the Libertarian Party is really trying to fight. You know, because with at least American libertarianism, we're right in the middle of the spectrum. You know, we're fiscally conservative, so like the Republicans, we want smaller government, less tax money being taken from, you know, the people. You know, live your life how you want to live it. But we're also socially liberal. You know, so. you know, marry who you want to marry, sleep with who you want to sleep with, make your money, you know, keep the government out of your bedroom, out of your wallet, yeah, off your property. You know, as long as you're not hurting anybody or stealing from anyone, you know, do you.
And, yeah, let's – sorry to interrupt, man. Let's back up. You know, this. I think this is going to be a good this will be a good last chunk thing, because topic. What is, you know, I'm speaking to a libertarian candidate. I, you know, my opinion is I like to always say I'm a fiscally conservative guy with a little bit of social leaning support, because my main area of support for socialism is the things like protecting our youth and the most vulnerable and that kind of thing, which often goes against the grain when it comes to libertarian ideology and conservative, because they don't want, you know, especially conservative, don't want to invest that type of tax dollars and revenue into social services. But what is a libertarian? Like, let's just, who cares about conservatives and liberals? Let's take this opportunity right now, talking to a candidate, you, to kind of loosely define what it is.
A libertarian, in its simplest form, simply is minimum government, maximum freedom. And that's simply, you know, we cutting down the government where it should be cut down. Now, not all libertarians are the same, but the general platform is the non-aggression principle. You know, don't harm anyone. Don't steal what's not yours. Don't use government as force to take what's not yours. And just live your life how you want to live it, you know, and then from there it kind of branches, you know. And like myself, you know, I lean more towards, you know, if we're going to use tax money, use it for the right thing, like protecting the kids, giving the kids, you know, more opportunity for a better future. But at the same time, you know, cutting down taxes to stop paying for things like, you know, like unemployment for people that just don't want to work. Yep. Or, you know, cut down spending on on our defense fund, you know, like our own defense department said they could cut the spending by 20% and still be the biggest military in the world. When our own government says that, but they don't take their own advice, you know that there's something going on there.
Yeah.
So that's the basic thing, is just live your life how you want to live it. Don't use other people's money and means for yourself, and don't hurt anybody. I mean, it's basically it. Like I said, we pretty much fall right in the middle of the spectrum, you know, as a lump sum. And then every libertarian has their own views, because that's how our party works. You know, we have everyone, yeah, that kind of goes every little different direction. You know, you have pro-lifers, you have pro-choicers, you have those that want to invest in the children at the very least, and some that say, you know, more the anarchists, you know, no more money, period. You know, no government, no money, or very, very, you know, basically just one person in charge and that's it. It's just, there's a lot of different ways it goes, where I'm more of a common sense libertarian. I know that we can't just get away from tax money. It's impossible to do. But you can definitely cut down the spending where it's not necessary, and, you know, still invest in our kids and a brighter tomorrow for them, and, you know, get the world back to where it needs to be versus where it's heading.
Yep. Yeah, I think that it's definitely an interesting debate. Like, you know, even just following politics on Facebook, it's crazy to see like a liberal debating with a conservative, and then a libertarian jumps in, and just everything that's being said, and it's interesting for sure. I think what even just kind of opened my eyes to libertarianism was Ron Paul in the 2007, was it 2006 or 2007 primaries, when, because, you know, this little old guy that looked like a hobbit was just up there, and he's just like spouting off all this crazy stuff, and but then a lot of it made sense. And I was just like, whoa, like this is something I need to look at, because it was interesting. But I'm kind of like, where I sit, it's kind of like I just want to pull the best from everything. But even that being said, if I took made a list of all the parties and their ideologies and what I think is the best, it's going to always lean a little bit right, because I'm of the mindset of limited government as well. I think there's a lot of stupidity out there, and they can't, even though they want to overreach and control us or prevent things as the goal to keep us safe. Oh, yeah. It doesn't always work, because it unfortunately takes freedom away from those of us that aren't dumbasses.
Oh yeah. Well, the one piece of advice I can give that our party preaches very heavily, and not just to you, but anyone listening, is very simple. Vote your conscience. Don't vote party lines. Don't vote for a catchphrase or celebrity. Dig down into each person's views and standpoints and find what you agree with. You know, we always preach an 80-20 type of agreement. If you agree with 80% of that candidate, that's probably the candidate for you. you know, sense. And it's, you know, we don't, and like I said, every libertarian is different. So, you know, if you just vote for libertarians, you still may be voting for something very, really, really bad. But if you can dig down and see what each candidate stands for, you'll find who, what you're looking for. I've had a lot of very, very, very rigid liberals and conservatives vote for me and donate to my campaign last year because they're like, you said stuff that made sense that I never even thought of. Or, you know, I love how you agree with this. And then you also agree with this, like I do, you know, it's so just vote your conscience. The best thing I can tell you to stop thinking party lines and start thinking of the individual that you're voting for. And I think people will start finding a big difference is made.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. That's great. I think that's a great way to segue this into our dope exit music. I can feel another antibiotic probed shart coming along. So sorry, man. I was talking to my buddies about this podcast and we were all sitting down. They're like, you know, they're like, Leland, like when you're talking to Steve, we know you're holding back a little bit of your, of who you are a little bit. And you I'm know, like, you just, I'm like, you just got to give it time, man. Steve and I, we connected over the internet, like online dating. You got to give it some time. And eventually he's going to get it. And it's going to be those situations where Leland says a bunch of stupid shit. And Steve's going to be like, no. And we're going to throw some cricket sounds in. And that's going to be it.
No, man, I got to tell you right now, if everyone that I know that's listened to this has said the exact same thing, you're holding back, man. Like, yeah. The stuff I say in front of like my bosses and everything, if I even held back some of that, I'd probably be a little farther in my career. trust me, anyone that knows me personally knows that the stuff that comes out of my face is just the stupidest, craziest things ever. So yeah. We'll get there. We're a new couple. We just met online. We're doing exactly. Our courting. And once we get to know each other, you know, then we can, you know, then we can diddle each other and try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Exactly, man. We're in the beginning stages of this bromance, and we're still trying to impress each other. So it's gotta just, you know,
we didn't find each other on Grindr. We found each other on Match.com. You know, so we're not just here to pound it and quit it. We gotta get to know each other.
That's exactly it. There we go. And we're gonna end this one on that. We didn't find each other on Grindr. We're not here to pound it and quit it.
There you go, man. Happy Friday.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you soon, man.
All right, buddy. All right.